Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Now, even the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly place of holiness. For a tent was prepared, the first section in which were the lampstand and the table and the bread of the presence. It is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place, having the golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's staff that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. The matters of the tabernacle, the ceremonial objects, and the Ark of the Covenant were all very fraught with reverence and awe for the Jews. They'd been trained that way, and that training was instituted by God Almighty, who desired that they have awe and reverence and, yes, fear in these matters. But he had a higher purpose than simply wanting people to shake in their boots or to be overcome with the opulence, as we shall see. These things were sacred, almost secret, very exclusive and somewhat mysterious. And there were far more details to their institution and their use than needed to be given for the present argument. But that's not to say that every minute detail of the tabernacle and the ordinances of worship did not also have spiritual significance as typical of the work and office of Christ. The writer, however, limits himself to a few salient points in the next number of verses.